This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Habayim. We're continuing in Maseches Ksubos, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Samach Tesam and Aleph. Tala Le Rav Le Rebbe Beini Chiti. Rav hung to Rebbe. Rav hung the following question between the lines. Basically, he didn't want to ask the question outright, but he asked the question between the lines. Ha'achin sheshibdu mahu. What's the halacha about brothers that were meshabed, they're nechasim, do they have to provide their sister with a dowry? This was the question that Rav sent to Rebbe, and in between the lines and all the pleasantries, he threw in this question. What's the halacha about brothers whose nechasim are meshabed? He didn't say whether they sold their nechasim, or they were just pledged it. He just asked it in general. Have a Yosef Rav Chia kame. Rav Chia was sitting before him. Amar lei, machro emishkeno. Did the brothers sell it, or did they pledge it? Amar lei, Rav said. So that's what Rav Chia was sitting before him. He was sitting before Rebbe. When the question came before Rebbe, Reb Chia was there. Amar lei, mai nafka mina. Rebbe said, so Reb Chia was sitting there before Rebbe when the question came to him. So Yosef Reb Chia kameh, Amar lei, Reb Chia said, Amar lei is Reb Chia. Reb Chia said, mai nafka mina, what difference does it make? Bain machroi, bain shemishkino, moitzin leparnasa, v'ein moitzin lemezainos. Whether the brothers sold it, or whether they pledged it, they would have to pay the dowry, but they would not have to pay her food. So Reb Chia basically was sitting there, and Reb Chia said that it wouldn't make a difference. And what does Rav hold? V'rav, if he had a question about selling, he should have said, what if the brother sold? If he had a question about pledging, he should have written, if they pledged it. So Gemara says, the truth is, Rav Tarvayo Kami Baile. Rav had a question about both. Visavar, he said, if I write to him, what's the question? What's halach if they sell it? Hanicha ishalach li demaitzian. Then it would be good if they say that they have to pay even if they sold it, because if they have to pay even if they sold it, certainly they have to pay if they just pledged it. Kol shekein mishkanai. Ishalachli ein moisi, and if they say, well, they don't have to take it out of the buyer's possession, akati mishkanai kamei vayli, I would still have a question about a mashkon. So I wasn't sure what to do, because if I would have written about selling, then it would have been good if they would have said that I have to take it out of the buyer's hand, certainly if I just pledged it. If they would have said I don't have to take it out of the buyer's hand, I still would have had a question about mashkanai. But ika sivnalei mishkanai, if I would have written and asked him about what if it was pledged, meaning if I would have asked if it's pledged, does it go toward the dowry? If they would have said to me, well, you don't take it out of its being pledged, certainly if you won't take it out of it if it's sold. Ishalach li maitzian. But if they would have said, we do take it out, because it was merely pledged, akati machru kami bailei. So I would still have a question about what if they sold it. So therefore, I wasn't sure which question to formulate. Echdav lei shibdai. I wrote to him if it's meshubit, pledged, the mashmahachi, mashmahachi. It's mashma both ways. So this is the opinion of Rab Chiya. Rab Chiya said, either way, maitzian leparnasa, whether it was mishkanai or machrai. Rab Yochanan Amar, Rab Yochanan says, echad zeh v'echad zeh ein maitzian. Both, we don't take it out of the possession of the buyer or the one who was pledged to. So it's a machlokes Rab Chiya and Rab Yochanan. Now, so who said my nafkamina?
Well, Rabbi. Rabbi asked.
So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiyah was sitting there. Amar lei machraya mishkanai.
Right, he asked Rabbi, which is it, machraya mishkanai. And Rabbi said back to him, my nafkamina. Let's see him.
So Rav Chiya said, was it Machroi or Mishkanai? Okay, thank you.
Right.
So Rebbe said back, no, it doesn't make a difference. There's no nafkamina. There'll be no nafkamina between Mishkanai or Machroi. Either way, Moitzian. And Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, Ein Moitzian. So the question is, how does Rabbi Yochanan feel about Rebbe? Yeah, so Gemara asks, is it that he didn't hear what Rabbi said, that might see in Leparnasa? So
how can Rabbi Yochanan argue with Rabbi?
How could Rabbi Yochanan argue with Rabbi? There are instances where we say Rebbe Tanuhu Palag. We usually say it with Rav. We don't frequently say it with Rabbi Yochanan. There are instances where we say Rabbi Yochanan Tanuhu Palag. Because Rabbi Yochanan is a bar putta of Rav. So he's like first generation Amoraim. So if he needed to, he could disagree. Where do we have Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Palag? It's found. It's a move. It's a valid move. So Gemara says, so Rabbi Yochanan Amar, okay. Yibaylu, Rabbi Yochanan like Shmielei had the Rabbi. Did Rabbi Yochanan not hear what Rabbi said? V'shmielei. And if he would have known it, have a Makabele, he would have been Makabel that might see in. Or he heard it, and he wasn't mekabel. Tashma, didmar, misha meis, son who died, v'yiniach shtei banos, and the guy left over two daughters, uben and a son. And the guy died, and he left over two daughters and a son. V'kadma harishayna, v'not le'isr nechasson. The first girl got married and she took 10%. V'lohi speaker shnei ligvos, the second one didn't have a chance to collect. Ad shameis haben, until the son died. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shnia Vitra, the second one loses her dowry. The second one loses her dowry. She doesn't get her dowry. Now she might inherit along with the other sister, but she doesn't get to collect her dowry independent of her inheritance. Amar Rabbi Chanina said, Gedoylu mizu amru. But the rabbi said even greater, Maitzian leparnasa. You could take out for parnasa, Ve'ein maitzian lemazaynais. And we don't, we can't be maitzi for mazaynais. Now this is what Rabbi held. Ve'ad amrit shnia vitra. And you say, the second daughter was mavater her right in a dowry. You could even take out a dowry from a buyer. Certainly you should be able to take out a dowry from your sister. V'misa, and if Rabbi Yochanan heard, or did not, if Rabbi Yochanan, excuse me, did not hear that which Rabbi said, namely, then Rabbi Yochanan should have said to Rabbi Chanina, Man Omra, who said this halacha? If Rabbi Yochanan never heard this halacha, why didn't he say, whoever said such a thing, that might see in the Parnasa? It must be he heard it, and he didn't agree with it. Otherwise, he should have responded, I don't know where you got this teaching from. So, says Gemara, meaning, why didn't he say, "Man, who says it?" Must be he heard it, and he wasn't Mekabel. And therefore, he didn't respond that way. So, says Gemara, no, La'olam la'havishmili. Maybe originally he didn't hear it. And when he heard it, he was Mekabelet. And he agrees that maybe he retracted Moitzian Leparnasa. What does he say in this case? Says Gemara, V'duma la'olam la'ishmili. Maybe he didn't hear it originally. When he heard it, he retracted. V'chishmili kabel. When he heard it, he accepted it. Tashani Hasan, but this case is different. Because in this case, you know why she loses the dowry? Because the Ika Revach Besa. Why does she need the dowry? Her house profited by taking half of the Yerusha. So really, Rabbi Yochanan maybe agrees with Rabbi that might see in Le Parnasa. But it wouldn't apply in this case. You know why it wouldn't apply in this case? Because it doesn't apply in this case because she already inherited, her household already inherited a big Yerusha. The Iko Revach Besa Amalei Rav Yemar Rav Ashi. So Rav Yemar said to Rav Ashi, why should that make a difference? Let's see if she would have found a very big Metziah. Would she then also lose her dowry? Elamayata Ashkeche Metziah Bama. Let's say she finds a Metziah. The Iko Revach Besa, where there is revach to her house, hachinami, delay avino la yisr nechasim, but she also lose her dowry then. So Gemara says back, what kind of comparison is that? I'm telling you, she already benefited from this very estate. Amar lei, ana revach beisa mehani nechzika amina. I'm talking about in benefiting from this very estate. What are you telling me about a Metziah? Okay. Now we move on to a little bit of a new angle here. So a girl gets 10% of the father's estate as a dowry. What's the lumdus of why she gets? Is she inheriting it? Is it like a debt to her? Amar Amemar. Amemar said, Bas Yerireshes Havya. A daughter is inheriting. She inherits the Isser Nechasim as Yerusha. The Takana is that she's Yoreshit. Amar Le Rav Ashi La Amemar. Rav Ashi says to Amemar, she inherits it. So Ilu Baila Sluke Bezuze Hachanami De Matzah Sluka. If the brothers were to say, okay, you know what? We don't want you to get the father's estate. We'll pay you off. So if she's a Yoresh, they wouldn't be able to pay her off and move her onto the cash instead of the karka. Amalein, Amemar said, that's exactly right. They can't buy it off. They can't buy it. She's entitled to as a Yoresh. Says Gemara, Iboy l'suke b'chada ara chenami d'lamatzim salikla. Let's say they say, you know what? You want 10% of each land? Well, just take that piece over there. It's too complicated for us. They can't do that. She's really Yorish. I'm like, yeah, you got it. Exactly. That's what I said. That she's a Yorish, like any other Yorish. She gets 10% as an inheritor. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, no, Bas Balas Choyv Havya. The daughter is a creditor. She's a Balas Choyv. And therefore, they could push her off Bezuzi, or they could send her to one piece of land. V'yaf Amemar Hadaber. Amemar himself retracted. The Amar Rav Menyumi. braid Rav Nechumi, have a keimna kame de amemra, standing for amemra, va'asoy hay itzo lekame. A woman came before him to have a kaboy isra nechasim. She wanted her 10%. V'chazise ledaite. And I saw that his mindset was, that if the brothers wanted to push her off by paying her off, they could have. And Amemar didn't say anything. How do we know? Because I heard from the brothers that they said to her, if we had money, we would have pushed you off. The ishtik v'lamer l'v'lay midi, and Amemar didn't say anything. So that implies, if they had money, they would have been able to buy her off. Fine. So the bottom line is that the right that a daughter has to her dowry is as a yoyresh. Is as a bal choyv, not as a yoyresh. Now that we say that the daughter is a creditor, the abba oy da'achi, is it that the father owes the money or the brothers owe the money? L'may nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is, the halacha is that if somebody owes you money, you could collect from beinanis. And you also don't have to swear. But if the guy dies and you're collecting from yisoimim, his heirs, then you collect ziboiris and it has to be b'shvua. Says Gemara, l'may nafkamina. What's an afkamina? Lemigba lebeinanis shalai b'shua, to collect beinanis without an oath, or v'ziburis b'shua, or is it only ziburis and is it only b'shua? Meaning, if you're a bal choiv of the father, so the father's not alive, you can only collect ziburis and would have to be b'shua. If you're a bal choiv of the brothers, then you would not have to take a shua. And they would have to give you beinanis. So what's the halacha? Tashma, the Ravina agbe lebarti de Ravashi. Ravina collected for the dowry of the daughter of Ravashi, mimar brei de Ravashi, from Mar the son of Ravashi, beinanis v'shaloi b'shua. Beinanis without a shua, that means he held that you're a bal choiv of the brother of the sons. Now, Ravashi had a son. Rav Sama, who passed away. And Ravashi allowed the girl to collect from the son of Rav Sama, the son of Ravashi, Ziboris Bishvua. So we see that Ravashi held, you're a Bal Choiv of the son, not the father. Because when you're collecting from the sun, you collect beinanis without a shua. Okay. Shalach le Rav Nechemia, braid Rav Yosef le Rabba bar Rav Huna, zuta minaharda. Rav Nechemia, the son of Rav Yosef, sent to Rabba bar Rav Huna, zuta from Neharda. Ki asya ha itzel kamach, when the woman comes before you, agba isr nechasim, you should collect the tenth afilu, Meyutz Strubla, even on the base of the millstone, is considered like karka. Amar Ravashi said, Ki avinon be Rav Kahana. When I was in the house of Rav Kahana, have a magbinon, they would collect afilu me alma de besi, even from rentals for house. Because whatever, even though it's a fluid, it's liquid cash, but since it came from karka, it has a din of karka. Fine. Now we get to a little bit of a personal story here. Shalach le Rav Anan Rav Huna. Rav Anan sent to Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna was a very great man, greater than Rav Anan. And Rav Anan seemed to send somewhat of a disparaging letter to Rav Huna. He sent, Huna Chavrin. Huna our friend. Shalom. Peace. So he sort of disparagingly called him Huna Chavren. Ki asya ha'itza lekamach, when the following woman comes before you, Agba Yisr Nichsi, collect 10% of your nechasim. Okay, so Rav Hanan sent to Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Huna, our friend, our wholesome friend, when this woman comes before you, collect 10% of the nechasim. Have a Yosef Rav Sheshes Kamei. Rav Sheshes was sitting before him. Amar Leh, he said to him, Zil, go, Emole, go tell Rav Hanan. Basically, Rav Sheshes was sitting in front of Rav Huna, excuse me. Rav Sheshes was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Amar Leh, Rav Huna said to Rav Sheshes, Zil Emale, go tell Anan. Uvishamta Yehe Mandale Amar Leh. And whoever doesn't tell him this should be in Chayram. He called me Huna, Amar Leh, say to him, Anan, Anan. Mi mekarkoi o mi metaltale. So this day you say that when the woman comes before me, I should collect Isser Nechasi. You tell me, Anan, from Karka or Metaltan. Uman Yosef Be Marzicha Beresha. And who sits Be Marzicha in the house of the mourner Beresha at the front of the table? What Rav Huna was getting at is that in the house of the mourner, the guy who sits at the head of the table is the mourner, even though he's not very chashev. So too, Rav Huna was saying to Rav Hanan, you know, the fact, your position of leadership does not mean you're chashev. Azal Rav Sheshes came to Rav Hanan. Rav Sheshes came before Hanan. Amarle, he said to Rav Hanan, Mar Rabba v'Rav Huna Rabbe de Rabba. You're a rabbi, but Rav Huna is a rabbi's rabbi. Meaning you're great, but Rav Huna is greater, much greater. You're a rabba, but Rav Huna is rabba the rabba. V'shamute shaman, he's putting into chere, mandalei amarle, whoever doesn't tell you Rav Hanan. V'ilav de shaman lo hava keimna. Had he not made a chere on this, I never would have had the guts to tell you this. He said, anan, anan. He wanted me to say, anan, anan, mikarkar metaltali. Should she collect from Karka or Metaltalin? Meaning, Rav Hanan said to Rav Huna, when the woman comes before you, collect Isser Nechsi. So, Rav Huna sent back, do you collect from Karka or Metaltalin? Uman Yosef Be Marzicha Beresha. And basically, you have no real leadership because who sits at the head of the table of a mourner? So Rav Hanan was very upset. Azal Kamei de Marokva. He came before Marokva. Amarle, he says to Marokva, Chazi Mar Hechi Shachli Rav Huna? Did you hear what Rav Huna sent me? He sent me Anan Anan. He called me Anan Anan. Also, Void Marzicha. I don't know what this marzicha is. So, this is what Rav Hanan says to Mar Ukva. So Rav Hanan says, Amalei, Emalei Izi. Mar Ukva said, tell me the case. Gufat of the Hechi Havi. Emalei Iza means, tell me please, what does Izi mean, my friend? Emily, easy. What's easy? Thank you.
Tell me now.
Emily, easy. Tell me now. Gufa de of the hechihaba. What happened? Amarle. So Anan said, "Hachiv hachi have a maisa." Amarle. So Mar Ukva said, "Gavra de layada my niu marzicha." A man who doesn't know what marzicha means, shalach leilu of huna huna chavrin. Sends to Rav Huna, Huna, our friend, meaning you're a Yad HaTachtoin over here. You don't know a simple word, so how could you call Rav Huna, Huna? What is Marzicha? Avel, a mourner, d'chsiv kayamar Hashem al tavi beis marzayach, do not come to mourning. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
It's interesting that Rav Anan was upset that Rav Huna called him Anan Anan if he called Rav Huna Huna.
Yeah. But you know how it is. People.
Unless Anan Anan, the double Lashon is more inferior. I don't know.
Right.
Even on the Torah, it's a Lashon of Chavivos.
I guess, but if you leave out their title both times, it's, you know.
Right, okay.
Okay, Hatzlacha, have a good night. Call to Fiyo. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.